Hello, welcome to a movie review. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking about Godzilla X Kong. Finally.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
The king.
The king is back.
And his subject.
David. With Suicide Squad font.
Yeah.
Still can't get over that. It's like, no. Is no one else going to talk about that?
No, we're not going to. Well, you talked about it.
It's the same. Weird.
Yeah. Is it the same?
No.
It is the same colors and everything.
There's only two.
If you think back hard enough, you will see the similarities.
This Godzilla was very neon.
It was, yeah, looking like a total bitch.
This one was like kind of purple.
What the fuck?
Just looking like a bitch.
He had that blend hair, you know.
He had that woke haircut.
Yeah. He did. Okay, Godzilla woke. He woken.
So what you sexual?
Asexual.
Godzilla's an ally. They are an ally.
Yeah, they are an ally. Okay.
They are a reptile.
They are a reptile. They could be whatever they want, whatever color they want, anytime they want. All right? Cool.
So, I'm like that damn monkey!
The only thing he can get is old. Old and decrepit.
I hate this. No.
Look, it wasn't... Look, all right. We can start off with, just a quick description. Godzilla and Kong are back. There's a new threat. There's a evil monkey and his dog, his white... fucking
they
lizard
found
dog.
Another excuse yeah. to put King Kong and Godzilla
together
in another movie, not as enemies,
hey.
But it's
they found another
the
they found another excuse yeah. for Godzilla to elevate King Kong. Okay,
look, we're gonna keep go ahead.
They're gonna keep doing
go ahead he's gonna keep doing that.
So and now they are it's too much. It was too much. Kong finds them first. It was too much for Kong, so he calls upon Godzilla, who was already getting ready throughout the whole film, getting powered up and shit to fight this new threat. And they chum together like a buddy cop film to fight racist uncle and his dog.
That dude was racist.
He was racist.
That other monkey was racist.
He looked like
they studied white men's like skulls and facial structures. And they were like, no, that one right there. That one with the southern drool. That one right there.
He looked like monkey Asmongold, if you know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
That's a streamer.
Shut up.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He certainly looks racist, so if he's a streamer, a white streamer, no. Probably for sure.
I mean, he's dirty for sure, but I don't know about racism. But
what's it called?
Disclosure?
Yeah,
spoiler.
Full disclosure.
I know words.
I did not watch this movie, so no. I am coming from a place where...
Same, brother.
I'm coming from a place of purely watching the trailer, and before you finish the synopsis, I want to say... that this movie goes like this. Godzilla and King Kong just beat stuff up. Mm. And then they look at each other at the end. Mm. All right, tell me if I'm lying. And they do one of these. They head now to walk off into the west, into the sunset.
I don't think
Can I do mine?
Yes, what
can
is
I do
it?
Mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're taking predictions, I'll tell
you. Yeah, predictions. It's predictions.
Monkey gets hit with another monkey.
Wait. No. You had your chance. Okay.
I'm full Nostradamus right now.
Monkey goes, damn, life is good, as second in the world as monsters go. What's this over here? Get stomped by racist monkey and whatever the racist monkey dog thing is. And then he goes, Godzilla, please. They beat my ass over here. And he goes, I got you, bro.
Oh, God.
And then they get beat up. They both retreat tactically. Because Godzilla's involved. Tactically. Only to come back and beat their asses again with the power of friendship. And a new arm.
I love how you say tactically, like Godzilla doesn't just tear down. He's just walking. There's zero tactical
about
Godzilla.
Sneak away.
There's nothing tactical about Godzilla.
I'll put it to you like this. Maybe the fourth movie will get to tactics of the characters. Because it's certainly on the way.
Yeah. I have to say, just first off, good prediction.
Monkey beat other monkey with a monkey?
That happens.
It's full
I
meme.
Love it. I love it.
I beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Yeah, like that kid monkey, King Kong uses
spoilers.
Him. Oh, yeah, spoilers.
Spoilers.
I said that at the beginning.
Full disclosure, I saw that on Twitter. That's why I didn't want
that. Cheater, cheater, cheater.
Hey, those are the real villains, all right?
I've seen the movie.
It's been less than a week, and they were like, yo, let's put the whole movie on the social medias.
That's how hyped this movie was. The fucking memes are out of control / spoilers.
They're out of control.
Memes and spoilers when it comes to movies, one of the same. Like, yeah, it was
y'all,
like,
y'all didn't put me on. No, that, I would have watched the whole movie there.
But, well, overall, I mean, that was pretty much... You guys are pretty close, I have to say.
I hate to say how close they are.
They are very close.
But then again, that's not hard to do.
Shut. I mean, man, it wasn't like meant to be an overcomplicated.
This is not a work of historical art.
I'm just
trying to see giant monsters go rah.
Yeah, you want to get your action figures and...
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. One thing you guys clearly forgot to mention was Mothra.
Yo, she's back.
I wanted to keep that one special for the film goers.
Exactly.
I'm joking. I give a fuck about Mothra. Nobody cares.
She had one job and then she did it.
Did she get a size buff or is she still like little baby Mothra?
No, she's literally the exact same size.
It was too sexy.
I'm glad you said it and I didn't have to ask because I'm going to ask, that's a weird question.
I'm here to answer the honest questions. Okay?
Thanks to Twitter as well. I did not see the image, but there was a hand drawn painting of just a sexy Mothra and Godzilla is going.
Whatever that is, that's it.
By his
honestly, because I know this guy's going to fucking lie over here. He's not going to tell you the accurate depiction of what's really going on.
Oh, really?
He'll tell you with a rose-colored glasses.
Was she pollinatable?
Yeah. So much.
Yeah.
So much so 100%. That Godzilla stopped beating Kong's ass.
100% submissible. Yeah. You know, submissible and she pollinable.
Made, for the past couple of years, it's like this little cute page I follow, and all he does is like draw pictures of like Godzilla and Mothra being...
Cute.
Yeah,
think I've seen that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Of course you have. You'd probably be the only person in this room who would have seen some shit like 100%. That.
Because we're fans.
We love these films.
Yeah, sure.
God, these are for us.
They sure are.
And that's why we're going to go into... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, so I was actually going to say, as two guys that didn't see the movie, I love the polarizing effect that you two have. So please take us through your experience of the movie as one Kong versus Godzilla.
Since he kind of started with that bullshit, I guess I'll go ahead and describe the film. Talk about the starting of the movie where life ain't good. Actually, life is quite hard for my boy. All right, he's getting his fucking ass kicked.
Doing pretty well with
you. Hey, you pipe down over there.
Okay, it's your time. Sorry.
Can I go?
Life is good. Kill wife.
What are you talking about? God.
Why fight back?
He's getting his fucking ass kicked by every element. All right. They didn't even, you know how in the old shit, they made up monsters and they're like, this monster's a huge threat. And now they're going to have to fight him. Like, out of nowhere. But this shit is like, they didn't even give him that. He was like, the elements are hard. He bit a bone too hard and he broke his tooth. The fuck are we doing here? They pampered King Kong's ass. They took the token powder and pampered his ass.
He's getting beat by nature?
He's getting beat by nature and age. And last time we saw him, he was the youngest of his species.
Hey, that's a real Kong hater. Real Kong hater. Ain't no one going to beat his ass up, but life.
Life. And life beat his ass, bro. He came back older somehow. He had gray in his beard.
A mortgage?
Right. A mortgage. Two mortgages.
And Godzilla's on his second win.
Godzilla's just waking up from a nap.
That's shit.
They did not love King Kong in this movie. The disrespect continues. And I want to be clear, I did not start as a fan of King Kong. As we all know, Peter Jackson had to resuscitate his bones in order for me to pay attention.
I agree.
Let's not lie. Let's tell the truth, which is what I'm here to do.
That game was so good.
And my God.
That game was so good.
So cool. But more importantly, this is where I feel like I should have more people on board with this. We're Americans. Why the fuck are we rooting for Godzilla? He's not our team.
Godzilla is ours.
He's not
everybody's.
No, he's not. He's very definitively not ours.
Nope. We'll take it.
Okay.
We take everything else.
All I'm saying is King Kong is getting his fucking back kicked in.
Just like the average American household, he is suffering the effects of the recession.
My God, the recession is tough for him. And then Godzilla shows up, and suddenly everything is okay. After the most annoying white woman, all right, gets to speak for 20 minutes uninterrupted.
What she look like?
In between Brian Tyler Henry.
You lint liquor.
She looks just like her, dude. I mean, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie wasn't that bad. Look, but that, God damn it, that was disrespectful, and I don't like it. I do not like this saga of fucking Godzilla nut huggers who continue to make this movie about a love letter to how inferior King Kong is. Like, we get it. You don't like him.
I'm going to clap back a little bit to say that I'm not sure what film you saw, but I believe this movie gave the most love that you could have given King Kong in this film. Because Godzilla, the whole time, all he's doing is just beating up monsters and getting power-ups. If you want to talk about power scale, yeah, he is... He's the most shown, like, oh, he's so strong, blah, blah, blah. But Kong gets the most love when it comes to his character, like how much he grows throughout the film and what he gains. Because I don't think he's getting beat up by the elements or anything. The thing is, Kong is lonely. He is so lonely. He's the only person of his kind that he knows of at that point. He's just trying his best to just do him and battle loneliness with his little fucking lizard dog thing. But now he found his people and he found something to fight for. And then at the very end of the film, he gets a family.
They have to give him a kingdom. Otherwise, he can't be king.
Exactly.
Because Lord knows he ain't king. They won't give him King Kong.
Of what? Until this movie, of what?
I think that is worse.
Skull Island.
He's
a king of Skull Island.
As much as I give you, like, we talked back and forth about Godzilla and Kong and everything, but you know that out of all the films, I believe that Kong Skull Island is one of the best, if not the best.
Don't glaze his ass up.
I'm not glazing
He's
that.
Not glazing
it's just,
me.
I'm
He's
being
just
honest.
The truth.
I'm being honest.
Truth.
I'm being honest. But
for what reason?
Just because. Because, like, when I say, like, I think this movie was show so much love to Khan, but you come over here just because he had a toothache, okay? He had to go get fixed. The humans love him. He is the creature for the humans. He's always has been. That's what he is. So they fix him up. They give him a gauntlet. It's cool.
Fix him up. How many times do they fix him up?
Twice.
That's two times
too
many.
That's two times too many.
That's two times too many.
Over here, Godzilla being a murderer.
He's giving him the one shit, and then he doesn't need any other help.
Look how we come for a circle. They weren't complaining when they gave him lightning powers. And the first time when they squared off, they say, oh, yeah, the monkey can just shoot lightning. Now, you know, they didn't give a shit. But now they get this man, you know, augmentations, and now they don't want it.
I don't know what augmentation. Like, what's wrong with that?
You get
it's his roots. Yeah, it's his roots. He was always giving shit.
How about we give? How about we give Godzilla like a
what?
A spike tail, like a metal tail piece. You know what I mean? You know, like an attachment, basically.
Yeah,
give him an arm.
Yeah. What if he loses it like a gecko?
Yeah. He gets some of his tail
back.
Cut off.
You know,
right.
Just grow back.
But until then, he's got to have like a stegosaurus tail.
Yeah. He'll make it out of energy.
It'll be an atomic tail.
Yeah.
Look at those power ups that Godzilla is.
Godzilla is broken, but he's not as much of a character as Kong is. That's what makes Kong funner to watch than Godzilla a lot of the
King Kong needs a family and people to live with, you know, because he needs it. Guys, it was like, I was just sleeping in the bottom of the ocean alone.
Yeah. I'm feeling like we're seeing a little too much of it, man. I feel like we're seeing too behind the curtain for me. I feel like we're showing the animals emote a lot. Like,
I love that exchange between Scar King and Kong when he come up to him. He was like, honestly, he felt like, oh, look at you. Look at you. You got this tooth from those humans, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look at this man. Laugh at him.
And like as they should bitch. Have.
And then Kong beat his ass.
With some help.
No, Kong beat his ass and then he had to call for help. Scar King, remember?
I remember.
Yeah.
No,
he called his little dog and then Gog froze his arm and everything.
And then what happened? And guess what? He went to lay down in front of the humans again. Oh, I'm falling asleep. Please help me.
It was two versus one.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Give
he
him
can
some
handle
problem.
That. He's
no,
a big,
he can't.
Giant monkey.
That doesn't. There's a bunch of big, giant monkeys around.
They can
around
jump him. And run around.
Oh, my God.
I mean? They can move around real
not
fast.
Not against ice power. Sorry. He is just a giant monkey.
I don't like
ice power.
See, look at that. This is the mind of a Godzilla fan.
What did I do?
It's cool. cool. Like, it's cool. He's just a big stupid monkey. He's just a big stupid monkey that these are hill.
I don't know why. Okay, fuck
it. It's not that I don't see that they made an attempt to give him majority of the
he has most of the film.
Right. I feel you. I know. They give him most of the heavy lifting because there's the most to work with. Like, there's a lot of this mushy area that you can fill in with the humans because, you know, in between laying there getting your ass kicked, you know what I mean? The humans can have time to speak off you taking a nap and them giving you your next biggest upgrade that can help you win a fight.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Man, it just didn't feel, exactly. This is from the mind of two Godzilla fans. They did the best they could do, honestly. They did the best they can do with this somewhat compelling storyline of having a couple of monsters get together, you know, two versus two.
The Normans get what they need of seeing the
two kings the not OG, be equals. Yeah,
it was a tag team match.
Yeah. It was the OGs versus the fucking
the who's who of the crews.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nobody.
It's a wrestling match. Godzilla even does a fucking powerbomb at one point.
What? Yeah, exactly.
What?
That's crazy.
He does a powerbomb.
Yeah, it's great.
They let Godzilla do the wrestling moves and not Kong?
No, because Kong is getting the upgrades of the character development, right?
And that's what matters.
Kong's thumbs are bigger.
Big-ass monsters.
Godzilla got the upgrade, and he got arms. He got big-ass hand and arms, remember?
He did get four arms.
He got skinnier, and then he got bigger legs, and he got arms so he can, like, run. And
everybody hated the Matthew Broderick Godzilla because he had exactly that.
No, because Godzilla was so small.
He was a tiny
Godzilla
fuck.
Was asexual.
As fuck.
And Zilla went down by missiles.
No, that's the real problem.
Couldn't breathe fire?
He was breathing.
No, he didn't breathe fire. He yelled, and the fire left.
That Godzilla had the coolest looking face.
Ew.
I like that face.
He looked like an actual King Kong fan.
He looked like an actual iguana.
Yeah. We don't need iguanas.
Crazy, right?
I had that toy. You ain't going to fucking shit.
I had that toy, too.
I love that toy.
I had the thing. At the little fucking thing. Like, with the two buttons and shit.
No, I had one where it had a button in the chest, and then he did this. And she screamed.
That was my coolest.
Mine was Space Godzilla.
He looked like a fucking Deathclaw from Fallout.
He does look like
the best design.
What
period.
Was your Godzilla toy? Oh, wait.
That one.
You had that one?
Yeah.
The Matthew Broderick.
Wait. What was your King Kong toy?
Nowhere.
Oh, they didn't make those, sir.
Just
so you were clear.
What about when King Kong came out?
The closest you could have would be like
random gorilla from fucking Beanie Babies.
Right. Yeah,
go to the zoo.
All right. I watched that.
Build-A-Bear.
I watched that Diddy Kong shit. I watched that Kong shit for Nintendo.
Yeah,
I played the games.
The musical.
That's the closest you could have.
Hey, they were singing their asses off in that show.
Sure they were. But I'm saying that's the closest you can get to monkey propaganda at that time.
Monkey Ganda.
But after that, no. And when the Peter Jackson shit came out, I wasn't buying toys.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Were you? Shit. Fuck. I mean, it was the 2000s.
You weren't buying those.
I was trying to figure out what I wanted to dress like. I had a lot going on.
Shout out to Jack Black. That movie was great.
Man. Yeah. No, that movie was good.
The whole thing. I don't know. I just felt like they did a nice job. There's no other way this could have gone down in a world where we're going to entertain that. Humans are trying to remain relevant in a world with monsters.
Right.
And yeah.
Pretend like we're still in charge and whatever. It's what they should have done. They made all the right moves.
I'm happy that the human element didn't. I think this is the less we've seen of human element throughout the whole films and everything. I think you get a lot more Kong because there are scenes where there's no humans around. It's just Kong and whatever monster he's around. And it's silent, but it's the emotions and stuff is. Can still be get across with no humans to translate or anything, which is kind of nice. I didn't mind the human characters. Little girl's cool. What's his face?
They found a way to put that little tribe back in there.
Yeah, they did. The Iwi tribe, you know.
To that sexy ass Mothra.
Yeah. Bring that sexy ass Mothra back.
They sexualized her. She never had a chance.
Man. She's a female titan, you know. She's
the only. Get,
it's going can't to do shit without the male gaze. Just... Yep. Just corrupting
you
everything.
You take away their complaint. Nothing you bring safe. Them there.
can't wait for the cosplays.
Oh man, ooh, sexy monster cosplays. Okay.
So the story was going to be what it is.
Yes.
One of them. How was the actual technical aspects of the movie? Like how How was the visual CGI effects?
Well, before Chris ruins everything with his real film background, I'll just say that I thought the monster, I thought everything that I was looking at was very convincing. I didn't have any issues with the CGI. I said, damn, that actually looks like he's beating his chest right now. Or, damn, that actually looks like the water is coming off of his little,
this is coming out,
you know, of his scales and shit. I'm like, all right, CGI looks better than it ever has.
Film master?
Any of these things.
I'm not going to lie, you know, since he called me out, I have to be that now.
Like,
in the beginning, when Godzilla first showed up in the bright daylight, like, it looked a little off in the very beginning. But then once everything started going, like him fighting different monsters and Kong in the Hollow Earth and everything, it looked great.
Do you think it was more or less like your eyes were getting used to that style of CGI? Kind of like when you read a new book or whatever, he looks weird until you like kind of, you know, get used to that art style.
It was very strange to see so much CGI out in the open in broad daylight. Because a lot of times the movies are dark.
Right? Yeah,
to make up for it. But they would like put their foot like, nah, we good. We can show you everything.
And they did.
Yeah. There
are sequences in the movie that I do like and glad that I saw. Like the Hollow Earth intro with the birds going, that is seamless upside down and back and forth. The first time they went through that portal for the first time. Mm-hmm. I like that scene a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
There's stuff in there that is worth seeing as far as from a visual standpoint. I don't really have a problem with that, you know. You can even see every fiber of Kong's beat ass, you know. You can really see the desperation in his eyes.
From sleeping outside in the elements.
He was like, "It's cold." Monitor was like, "We know. Hold on, they got a little."
Let me get you a little big blanket.
He needs a big blanket. That's what he needs.
Blanket.
We got him.
Fuck out. They gave him a big blanket?
No. They could have, though. I would have believed it.
Two movies from now, they'll be dropping him some motherfucking Jordans. Some Monarch Jordans.
Oh my God, he needs to jump high. Give him the Jordans.
Yeah, the foot upgrades. Honestly, we're not that
cut
far
his legs off. He's going to turn on the mech. It's going to be Mecha Kong versus Godzilla.
Man, they had ape shanks. They had
they knives. They ate knives made of rock or glass or whatever. It's a bones and shit. It was kind of cool. It was really cool.
It was like watching a bar fight in big monkey form. I feel like I shouldn't see that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was fun. I like how when they're in Hollow Earth, you kind of forget that they're huge, like they're gigantic. Because he's like, after a while, like Kong is fighting other Kongs or other like giant monkeys or everything. Right. So like they're fighting, like you say, they bring out the shanks, like, like, oh shit, get off of me, get off.
They got knives too, man.
Exactly. It looks crazy. But I would say overall, this movie is to me a good time. I feel like if you just want a good popcorn watch film, turn your brain off, watch some giant lizards and monkeys fight each other and everything, this is the movie to go to.
For sure.
And I'm happy they finally found the rhythm with this universe. They're full on action, like silliness now, and I'm fine with it. You know, I don't need two series. I already got that from Godzilla Minus One, and if I can get that went every so often and then get the silliness here and there and everything, I'm happy about it. To me, it's like a good balance. So I'm happy with it. I don't know where the fuck they're gonna go next. There's huge.
Yes,
there's a bazillion theories.
If you think long and hard enough, you know exactly where they're going.
I mean, there are theories and stuff out there, but I mean, I've heard that next film he's actually gonna flip it. He wants to do a more Godzilla centric one where they try to give Godzilla feelings
because we need another one of the Godzilla centric movie.
Another one of those.
Gonna give him feelings.
You're gonna give him feelings.
Sure.
You're gonna get him.
Yeah. No, I want this to happen because then we'll see how you like.
Yeah, I want to see Godzilla get his ass beat, and then he comes up. You know, that's how it is. I've watched all the old films. That a lot of those old films is Godzilla getting his ass beat.
Do you think now King Kong's like, I guess, step up is now that he has a kingdom. Now he has like
that's one thing.
An army.
I wish they kind of
just shows up with an army of monkeys
no
one and spears.
On ones. Yeah, yeah, no one.
No,
that's his strength.
We jumping out here.
The strength is
strength
like
is
the
family.
Furman. We come in numbers.
The Furman. Yeah,
the upgrade is going to be Tim's.
I'm telling you,
hole stomping everybody.
Next ones are going to be shoes of some kind.
And he's come down on his dog. You know. His fucking white dog and everything.
Yeah, his white dragon that he rides
dragon.
Now.
Yeah.
He kept the dog in the divorce? In the hostile takeover?
Yeah,
he kept the dog.
He kept the dog.
And the child.
He got a whole thing is just a dog. It's not like another, like, monster that should be out there roaming. It's a dog. But
they gave him the whole listen.
You'll see when you watch it.
They gave him the whole shebang. He's even got a sidekick now.
Yeah,
truly,
Little Kong, is Diddy Kong,
the little
Kong,
one, the Kong one he Zuki? Used to beat the fuck out of everybody else.
Yeah,
that he crazy.
He used some of his nunchucks.
Yeah.
We're never coming back from that.
That's nuts.
Why would you want to go back? It's only up from
here. It's only up.
If I'm that little, if I'm that little ape that can use like nunchucks, like I'm plotting your death every single day. Okay.
He earned it.
He did earn it. And then like where he came from is him getting hit like that by Kong was not the worst thing he's been through when it came to like what he went under Shark King.
He's like the other monkeys are mean and racist.
They are.
It was way worse what they've done to me. Getting beat slavery. With a hero. Yeah. The way being used by a hero to beat the other bad guys is actually an honor.
It's fine, actually. Yeah.
He used me up a weapon, monkey lord.
And then he threw him. Like, I love that. She's like,
man, it was some crazy stuff.
To me,
use me, my lord. Use me, my lord.
I do highly suggest, like, if you want to wait till it comes out on VOD, fine. But I want you guys to see it. I think you guys will really enjoy it.
All right, we're going to make a date out of it.
Yeah, make it, yeah.
All right, Heido, what would you give the movie out of 10?
I don't want to take a good one, so...
Chris, you go ahead.
I'm not rating this. Okay. I'm not rating this.
All right, I want to give it...
real viewers.
Yeah, I'll let you guys rate it.
I'm going to give it... 7.5 tooths out of 10. Like Kong tooths.
Oh, God.
Big Kong tooths.
I guess I'll give it 6.5 sexy Mothra thighs.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Out of 10.
She was so sexy.
She really never stood a chance, man.
I'm going to preemptively do 6.1 monkey bats, like babies used as weapons.
Oh, yeah, I should have
done the shanks. Monkey babies used as weapons.
I should have used monkey shanks.
Yeah. That's okay.
Monkey shanks?
Yeah, there was a bunch of monkey shanks. The little knife.
They had them ready, man.
You know this is going to be on HBO Max within like 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
If not, we can probably rent it right now.
It'll be nice.
It probably will be on Max.
Probably. So 100% is going to be on Max.
But I have to say, it's making a lot of money. Like, it's been 3 weeks in a row. It's been number one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So. I don't have any tag to give underneath it, man. I was gonna like, preemptively give it an 8, but then when you gave it a 7, I was like, damn.
No, 7's still good. It was a fun time. But I'm not trying to go. I was thinking
he's
8.
He's being realistic.
I'm being realistic, yeah.
All right, well, fuck realism, man. I'm watching a gorilla fight on a lizard.
All right, give it 9.
No, I'm with you.
I still know what it is. But...
8.
Come on. No, you were riding for your stupid lizard. You might as well just
I was going to talk about the little ice lizard. I was going to talk about the little ice lizard, like 8 slave ice lizards.
Shimu?
Who cares?
Yeah, I do.
Who cares what his name is?
I do.
It's got a name?
Yes.
Shot ice.
Shimu.
That's a little white wolf?
Yeah.
It's a little white dragon.
The giant white dragon thing.
Oh. It literally looks like How to Train Your Dragon, that white one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like white. That. Yeah.
8 toothlesses.
Cool.
Out of 5.
All right.
Out of 5. That grade scale doesn't make sense, but I like it better than the one that we've heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine movie.
Honestly. Yeah, fine movie.
You can't really hate it too much.
Go see that instead of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it beat Ghostbusters a lot, like by a lot.
It beats Ghostbusters in general. I saw Godzilla vs. Kong.
It beat Monkey Man.
And I went to go see Ghostbusters right after.
Listen, man.
That's the one I want to see. I want to see Monkey Man.
I want to see it too.
Monkey Man.
But I've seen John Wick already. Like, yeah, that's right. It's totally cool that everybody else wants to have their vengeful man tail. Great,
but he's
it's like, don't tell me it's like the best thing you've ever seen. Stop lying.
No,
it's non-white John Wick. Cool. Damn.
So it's only okay to lie to you when they're saying like this is cinema, even though it's just Pocahontas with blue people.
Because it's a BIPOC. So yeah.
Okay, fine. That's different.
Jump it through the roof.
Oh, if he gets bring, I'm gonna bring it up too.
He'll never let it go.
Never.
No, I'm just saying.
Because not until the movies are over. Maybe I'll let it go. But until the third one comes out.
Wait, you're talking about Avatar?
Yeah.
He said Pocahontas with blue people.
It's like, you're fine. Yeah, you let them lie to you. But that's lying.
He'll never let it go.
Guillermo del Toro was like, yeah, this movie's the greatest shit ever. Go see it.
Well, yeah, I know he's lying. I'm in on it.
And then he lies to me. And then he guys like, he's like, see, they were right. You were wrong.
That's no, not your, you're just, it's, that's your fault. You fell for kayfabe.
I didn't fail for anything. And we yeah, had to watch facts. That film. I already knew that was going to happen. No. It's okay.
No, man.
So is there any movies you guys are excited to see coming up?
Oh, shit.
Anything I'm excited to see as far as movies coming out?
Blade.
Maxine.
Oh, yeah.
Its trailer's coming out in a couple of days. I think Monday.
And she kicked somebody?
Yeah, I. Oh,
yeah, we talked about
what's Maxine?
Maxine the third is the, movie in that X franchise.
Like they're like X, and then there's Pearl.
Movies he
it's
hasn't like seen.
Yeah, we haven't seen it. It's A24 or Blumhouse one.
No, it's A24.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
It's got. Clint.
Remember that lady we talked about kicking somebody an extra in the face.
Yeah, and then she said, "Shut the fuck." Went after him
as she should. I'm not gonna reiterate that.
She attacked him in the bathroom.
Yep. Yeah.
You should be lucky that she even left an imprint.
You know how many people would pay for me to step on them? You should be happy. I gave you that shit for free. Fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
But yeah, but that's it. What about you?
As far as
films.
Films that I'm looking forward to. I don't know, man. They haven't put one in front of me that is really getting me
getting
you excited. Going,
yeah. You know? I'll know it when I see it.
Don't you want to go see Mufasa in December?
I think I'm okay.
You'll be okay. I'm so okay.
Some things I don't need. I don't need
that. No, you need to see it.
I guess.
I'm not really looking forward to anything, but I do say I got around to watching that Nick Cage dream scenario. Oh, that
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking fantastic movie.
Okay, I need to watch
it. It is great.
All right. Is it good scale to Pig? Is it good as Pig?
Better.
Better than Pig.
I liked it better than Pig. All right. His acting on this is like the acting. I really enjoyed this movie.
All right. I'm gonna see that.
Is it better than Face Off?
Stop it. We don't have
it's different. It's a like
I know, man.
The crazy thing about this is like, yeah, Nicolas Cage act like the way he portrays this character as his like bland, middle of nowhere, little like college, not middle of nowhere, but a college professor that's like kind of like just recluse, doesn't understand technology, father of two. Like, he was this guy. Okay. And it just exemplified the movie. Like, all the stuff that happens to him is like George Constanza level of like fuck up and like not understanding how to like deal with the stuff that's going
on. How to navigate just, this new, like,
it's awkward. Know. It's cringy. It's a fucking really good movie, man.
Okay. All
right. Okay. Shit, I'm sold.
Oh, man. I guess I got
it. Could be animated.
It could be animated.
Yeah.
I don't know what fucking movie's coming out.
That's the only kind of answer he could give. I love it.
Wait, why are you clapping?
with that being said, that was cracking. I was laughing. We're going to cut this off.
We are out of here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
With that being said, thank you guys for joining us in another movie review. Clarence, look, Clarence's face when he's animated, I was like, he needs an out.
I tried.
I'm like, shit, bro, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're fine. You're good. Yeah,
you're good. Thank you guys for joining us in another movie review. Make sure you follow us on all the platforms at Thirsty Nerds Podcast. You can follow me at @just_uno on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at What's King Making on TikTok.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You can follow me at Artisumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find, and then you can follow us, the whole podcast, at Thirsty Nerds, anywhere that you can look it up.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Who do you think is going to win between Baki and guy from Kengan Asura?